Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, subterranean, human, non-binary people, and those who are just listening because they're bored. This is the We'll Get Around to It podcast show. I'm your host, Anthony Brown, a.k.a. Cat Mario, with my co-host,
Nick Brooks, a.k.a. Baba Booey.
Yes, Baba Booey. Baba Booey is legendary here. So, I guess we'll jump into a little bit of the news. Well, the world's on fire. Corona evolved into Coronamon, which I didn't even know the virus could evolve even further to be a stronger strand, and it's moving to New York City. So, guess we're going back on lockdown again.
I don't follow the news, so I had no idea that was happening.
Yeah, I've been trying not to follow it, but when YouTube throws in your face 24/7, like Corona, this is the like YouTube now has a whole Corona tab. Like, yeah, it's wild. If you ever are on YouTube, guys, and you pay attention, just patience to the you know, the little tabs for now on. It'll trip you out. Another thing, I guess we'll talk about real quick before, you know, we start discussing a little bit of controversy with Dr. Seuss. A lot of you probably don't know about that, but some of his books have been removed. So before we talk about that, we have some guests here. So y'all know the routine. I'm gonna need y'all to put some pants back on, because last time, you know, last couple podcasts, I've been letting y'all slide, you know, going pantsless. But we got guests. I don't want to scare them off. So I need y'all to put some pants on. So without any further ado, before I let my guests talk, I got to give y'all a little bit of information about them. So one of them is actually, with both of them, include my co-host, all own an island, believe it or not. They own an island. It's a virtual island where they get harassed by a tanuki daily. So if you don't know what a tanuki is, don't Google it, because, Google's safe search engine is not very strong. So, but no, the tanukis are very wealthy creatures. But my guests, they all own an island. Even my co-host, he owns an island. I'm the only one that doesn't own an island and that has like different stuff going on it. Don't shake your heads at me. I'm not like y'all. Y'all rich. Y'all got bread. Y'all can afford islands like that. I'm just a podcaster. We don't make that much money. But no, all jokes aside, I'm going to let my guests talk. So which one of you ladies would like to go first? Heads or tails?
I can go first.
Okay. I mean,
all right. So my name's Marinica Moygan. Been here before. So it's my second time. President of Student Government and Black Student Association. Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me again.
You're more than welcome. We love having you here. And
and I'm Brianna Sack. I'm a graphic design student here at Lewis and Clark, and this is my first time here on the podcast. I'm very happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you here. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know the rundown when we have guests. You know, we get our guests. I can't talk. Our investigative team does a little research on them. So, I guess we'll start off with this. So, Nick, this determines our jobs right now. This guy I hired to get this information doesn't get it right, we're going to lose our jobs and probably get fired. So, is it true that you ladies were part of a gang called the Ruddy Ralph Girls?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Are you ladies not part of a gang called the Ruddy Ralph Girls?
No.
No, sorry.
So, I guess, Nick, this is our last episode, I guess. I paid a lot of good money for that information, and I paid $50 for information, just to let y'all know that. I really did. And
got some weak sources.
Okay. Yeah, you should have just asked us, you know, got it for free.
Yeah, but it comes off kind of creepy-ish to me, like if I'm asking stuff about you just to bring it back on the show, then, you know, so it's, you know, you know, rather get information from somewhere else. But okay.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, since that information was false, I guess I'll go with the real thing. So, is it true that you two knew each other since high school?
This is true.
Yes.
That is true. That is true. So that information did that. So he earned that other $50. So he made $100. So he earned that other $50. So tell us about your high school days. You can even tell us the painful days, the joyful days, the days you didn't want to go, the days where you just wanted to just say, you know what? I wonder if I go in the chemistry lab and turn one of the eye thingies on, just accidentally leave something there, and the school just accidentally, I'm kidding, don't do that. Don't, ladies and gentlemen, please don't commit arson. That is bad. That is bad, okay? It is bad. And people go to jail behind that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit how you guys, you know, interacted. How did you meet each other? Because I'm older than you guys. So a lot of people I went to high school with nowadays are out of shape, got a lot of kids, and are miserable. But you guys are young, youthful, and happy, and, you know, you look like you're just ready to take on the whole dang on world. So talk to us. Let us, what's up?
So while we met in high school, we really didn't become, like, friends and buddies where we would, I'm not sure what you called it before, but, like, tear up the crowd or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't do that until college when we, like, met each other in a random class we didn't know we would be together at.
Mm.
And we hit it off really hard, so much as the teacher.
Yeah.
Teacher knew
it was a little too much for our professor, Beatty Nosco. but yeah, we met in high school, anime club. We were the weeb kids of the high school. But most of the time, we had our own friend groups. I was, like, more with, like, the band kids that would come to anime club, and Bree was her own little group, and just didn't talk that much, but we would see each other at, like, events like the school would host and stuff.
Yeah, we knew of each other and would pass each other daily almost,
mm-hmm.
but just didn't become friends until college.
Yes.
So, you know, so when you guys got into college and you guys were in the classroom, so you spoke about your subgroups. So, like, you know, and the bands and the band groups and the, so what was your band, Bree? What was your, not your band, your group, what was your group called? So we know that, you know, Marinica Chan had the, Band and Artsy Kids. So were you like the gangster tough kids, or were you like the?
I loved jumping friend groups. I liked being friends with almost everybody. So, like, I could name quite a few different clubs that I would partake in, like art club and diplomacy, which is like games and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So you were a floater in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was some like that when I was in high school, and it caused a lot of problems. One thing I've learned that when being a floater is when one group has beef with someone, you have beef with them. You have beef with that same, it's a wild time, ladies and gentlemen, but that's part of life. So,
yeah.
I guess, Nick, do you want to ask any questions before we move on?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, what got you into Animal Crossing?
Bree, she had it was the pocket edition from Animal Crossing, and Bree would just, like, sit on her phone just playing that all day. And I would just, like, I downloaded it myself because it looked, like, really interesting. And then they're like, oh yeah, we're coming out, like, Nintendo's like, we're coming out with the new, like, Switch game. So we were like, oh yeah, we definitely have to buy it because, like, the pocket edition's a lot of fun, but, like, the Switch one is, like, a lot better, you can do a lot more. So yeah, we definitely basically just got it so we could play together.
So I'm a longtime Animal Crossing fan. I played since I was a kid with the City Folk was the one that I did. It was on the Wii. And I obviously had to relive the glory days, and I played the Pocket Camp until the New Horizons came out. I just have loved this one a lot. Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny, though? I actually started off with the GameCube and DS version. I remember when they first came. That's how old I am. 2005, y'all. When
Animal Crossing. You're an old man.
I know, like, it sucks because it's like when I hear people talk about stuff that I used to be into, and like, it's like now it's super cool because when Animal Crossing first came out, before the villager had whatever they had, the females looked at like they had like weird bug eyes, and the males looked at, like they were high 24/7. Oh, the good days, the good days, the good days.
They had a lot better dialogue back then, too.
Yeah, and you know, and but now everybody's a weirdo, and people are making weird stuff at Animal Crossing, which, yeah. Oh, before I go into that, I have a quick announcement. We have a sponsor before we get into the questions. I have a sponsor. This sponsor is from Cato. Cato on Homer Adam Road. Well, not Road, I'm sorry. Is it Parkway? And they're hiring. They are hiring for an assistant manager and part-time sales associate. Yeah. So if you're looking for a job and you qualify for those, come down to the store. You have to do an in-store person, a person in-store, or store in-person, person in-store, store in-person.
In-person interview.
In-person interview. There we go. You saw my brain was like glitching. I was glitching out. You got to, you know, cut me off and blow in the cartridge and put it back in. You have to go in-store and do an in-store interview and fill out the application. And if you get the job, tell them that, you know, Anthony Brown sent you. All right, now enough of all that. So let's get into the first question. So I don't know if you all are aware of the controversy that is going on with Dr. Seuss. Apparently, one of his books has been removed for racist undertones. Now, a lot of you probably don't know is Dr. Seuss, you, before becoming the world-renowned illustrator and book writer, he did political artwork, and some of his political artwork was on the there's a reason why I paused, because I don't know the right word to use without me sounding a little uncultured. For all you who don't know, I am a Pan-American, African-American, Latino male, so I have to be careful what I say. But, yes, he was, some of his books have been removed. Now, I think it is, if I remember, it's something with, oh my goodness, I just had the book in front of me, and I can't even remember the name of it, but it was.
I believe it's one about the zoo.
Yes, it was the one with the zoo, and there was another one that was
removed. There's like six of them, I believe.
Well, they're still selling them, but what, so basically what they did was they, yeah. So they, because actually in Target right now, you can go buy a Dr. Seuss case for, I think, oh no, it's not a case, I'm sorry. It's the books singly, but they're in a case. I thought, I'm looking at the picture while I'm talking to you, so. apparently, you know, they're still selling the book. It's just they removed the page with, the, I guess it's the monkey that was, that sounded kind of wrong, the monkey part, but. You know, I feel like Dr. Seuss has been around for too long for them now to, like, want to counsel him. And it's, like...
way too long.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's...
Not, I'm just going to...
2021, so times are changing.
True. I'm just going to say... awareness nowadays.
I'm just going to say this right now, though. It's, like, when I saw it trending on Twitter, I look at that and I raised an eyebrow and I'm like, are you guys really surprised? I mean, people kind of knew about this for years, not to mention Dr. Seuss. What, like, when was he born again? Like in the early 1900s? Dude was, doesn't make it right, no. But at the same time, the dude was kind of raised in a generation where a majority of people were racist. I still don't agree with his views, though, but at the same time, it's kind of like, are you really surprised?
I mean, people are nowadays, people are, I can't say overly sensitive, but it's like, it's certain things you can't do and say anymore.
Right.
And that's something I'm learning as a male and as an artist, that certain things I can't draw anymore. Certain things I can't post, certain things I can't say. I can't, you know, go on the internet and, you know, post a exotic art and it'd be like, oh, it's just art, and then someone goes, no, you're sexualizing women, or you're fat phobic, or you're this and that, and it's a whole,
oh my God,
plethora of just, I don't want to deal with that anymore. I don't want to deal with that. So, you know, you just drop a little cute picture and say, like, give me likes. Give me likes.
It's like, draw what you want. If you have a creative mind and you want your drawing to be something special, anything like, then just do it. But at the same time, don't try and do something that will purposely offend somebody. Because if you're drawing something that may deal with a sensitive topic, but at the same time, you're not intending to purposely be that thing, then I mean, okay, yeah, I can see what you're talking about. But if you're drawing something to purposely offend, then you might want to reconsider it.
A lot about intent.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, this is the thing.
Context too. Matters.
Well, this thing, like, you, well, like, for example, like, for back in Pride Month, I did a picture of a binary person for some friends of mine that are, you know, part of the Pride community. And I got bombarded with, that's very sexist, or you're not representing the community very well. And I'm like, well, it was just a drawing that got approved by my friends who are in that community. I'm just showing support. And they took it as me like making fun of them. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm, that's not my energy. That's not my purpose. Like, I even said, like, you know, I tagged them, and even they said, like, oh, Anthony, that's so beautiful. That's a nice like picture that you made.
Anthony, I got a question. Were the people getting offended by people who are like not even a part of the LGBT community?
No, that's the thing though. It was people who were part of the community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, and I didn't argue with them. I just kind of just quietly removed it and just like, you know, listen, it was just, I'll take that on the chin.
Right.
You know, so.
That's because I'm sorry. If it were people that were not even a part of the LGBT community, then I'm like, well, why are you getting offended for them? Why don't we hear what they have to say?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was some people part of that community, and they were very, very outspoken. And I just removed it quietly and just kind of went on about my business. But in the same line, this is the thing. I hate when people do this, especially when it's stuff that's been going on for years. I feel like with Dr. Seuss, I'll use him as a great example since that's what we're talking about. If you wanted to counsel him, it should have been done back in the early 2000s when you all were remaking his book and refining the artwork and making the artwork bright. When you noticed that, like, he made the, you know, the ape a little racist, you know, you should have kind of either redrew it or just canceled the book altogether. But I guess because of throughout the years, people started noticing things and things started happening and people were kind of like...
Yeah, we grew up, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, realizing it's like... You're taking advantage of like the generation. Like, the best time to like teach people is like when they're young, naive, and they don't know any better, of course, by teaching like with these classical books. But, and some of them are having a hard time getting rid of them because we had them around for such a long time. But it's, times are changing, really.
Really, I feel like at this point, though, you can't really. I mean, one dude's been dead for like what? Like 10, 20 years now. Dude's been dead for, since like 1991. It's kind of too late to do that now. Second, why bother digging up stuff that someone like him has done? Well, still not right, but at the same time, it was decades and decades ago. Now, if someone was doing this fairly recently, then yeah, someone should speak up about it. But if it's, you know, if it was stuff that was back in like the 20s, 30s, up to 50s, when at a time lots of people were like that, then what's the point? Yes, we are changing. Yes, things are changing, and we're in a new generation where you can't really do that nowadays. And if you're still doing that today, then shame on you.
True,
but it's kind of like, what's the point if it's someone like Dr. Seuss now? What's the point of doing it now?
Maybe we're just moving down the timeline, you know? We started with 2020, 2019, and then moving down to like the generation where they're like, oh, we just let it slide because they were born during that time, but it's not acceptable.
You can't let it slide today, but at the same time, you shouldn't be making it that big of a deal. If you want to talk about it, then yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Shame on the guy for being that way. But I'm not going to go out of my way to try and cancel a dead man.
Yeah, like that's what kind of like bothers me a little bit. It's like you're waiting till he's in the ground or he can't defend himself, and it's just like,
and he got away with kinda, it really.
So. Yeah.
He got away. He did get away with it.
I mean, but this is there. Yeah. I will say this. Like, if you all ever like looked at other works of Dr. Seuss artwork, his artwork is different. Like when he did, I'm not probably going to mispronounce this, but taxidermy, his taxidermies were pretty like out there. Like he actually took parts from like real animals and like made like those little imaginary creatures that you see in his book. He actually mm-hmm. made like, look them up. Like this is like really interesting. Like I will give Dr. Seuss this. He was a very interesting artist and his artwork was very, I guess I'd say not nuanced, but very eye-opening and very eye-catching. Even like his, excuse my language, y'all, because I'm going to name the book that he used to do artwork for, and it's not inappropriate, I promise you. It's just the name of the book. He did artwork for this book called Boners. And even more boners. It's, I promise you.
that name throws me off.
Like literally, like you can look this up. But like the book, like Dr. Seuss artwork, Boners book. Don't look up Boners by itself. Please don't, because it. I have to say that because people will literally go look this up and be like, oh, just look up Boners. Oh. Hello there, cowboy. You got to put your gun back in the holster, you know. But,
oh my lord!
But when he used to do political artwork for, Boners, and it was a product of his time because they viewed this was during like World War II, so like they had Japanese, the Nazis, It was a very of his time type of artwork that he had, but it was also impressive. And it's sad when you're offended, but also impressed by someone's artwork. You'd be like, oh, I don't like that. But I do like the line work though on there. That line work is pretty good, you know, but, mm-hmm. but yeah, I don't know. I just feel like now the days is not the time to, you know, want to cancel somebody now or tarnish their legacy because of some artwork they did. But let us know down in the comments below of how you guys feel. I just found out, but technically there is no comment section on these videos. there's just another video. So if you have a concern or you want to talk more, see more of me, or want to hear more of me, you can always find me at crispy_demon, or just look up Anthony Joestar and you'll find a picture of Chloe looking down at you. She's God. So I'm going to use that as a segue into moving to our next topic. So, you know, my guests, usually I usually ask questions and, you know, I usually kind of talk to them and talk banter and talk crap to them. But I just want to know this one question. I know you ladies are like always on the go and you guys seem like you you don't like the stationary life that we're living now, you know, due to COVID. So if COVID never happened, what would you have been doing in those times when we were in quarantine? Would you have been like going traveling? Would you have went to a convention? Would you have went to a movie? Would you just would have went to the supermarket and bought you some ice cream and went home and pet your pets?
Go first, Marinicky.
Definitely like, I miss conventions. Those are like basically like my go-to thing with like friends. Like it's like the highlight of the year with my friend group. But yeah, definitely hanging out more, going to the mall, parks, good stuff like that. Definitely wish like the campus was open and we could go there and just have like our activities, club meetings, be able to talk to my teacher one-on-one. But it's like little stuff like that that really make it like so much harder to like understand like how this is going.
Yeah, it's those little things that I miss too, like the supermarket and the conventions and stuff. Specifically, I am missing out on my jiu-jitsu practice. Specifically, I used to practice before the pandemic started, and the gym that I practiced had actually closed down because of COVID, and it was a small business. And so obviously I didn't want to participate in a combat sport again until this is all over. And I am definitely missing it. Definitely recently too.
That's interesting. That is interesting. So Marinica Chan, you said that you miss going to the mall. So you used to go to the Alton Mall?
No.
No. So do you mean the Galleria?
Yeah, Fairview Heights or St. Louis malls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Bree Chan, you said you do jiu-jitsu. So I never would have took you for a jiu-jitsu person. Because when I first met you, you know, you were playing Animal Crossing, you and Marinica were talking. I took you more as a laid-back person, you know, you just kind of. But usually every person I met that does jiu-jitsu is either always trying to challenge somebody to a sparring match or trying to show me a move and trying to hurt me. You didn't do that. So you threw me for a loop. I'll give you that. You're the first person to throw me under a loop. I'll give you that. I will give you that.
I didn't want to throw the first time that I met you.
Second time, you were like, "Yeah, I'm putting him on his back. He's gonna be looking at the ceiling on his back, Tom Boston. Good God, Jesus, Lord, somebody help me."
The unexpected is the best part.
Oh Lord, no! I have a bad back. I'm old. You can't do that. I'm 25. I'm old. You can't do that. Like I'm brittle.
I can do a different move. Don't worry.
Oh no.
Well, she'll gently put you on your back is what she's saying.
Oh no. Gently. That sounds like that's going to hurt even worse. Just no. But so you didn't want to participate because one thing I've noticed that a lot of athletes are still being active in and even martial arts tournaments are still happening. It's just now not with a lot of people around. Like New Japan Wrestling, they're still doing crowds, but the crowds, they're not allowed to clap. They're not allowed to make any noise. And for those who don't know, New Japan Wrestling isn't like American wrestling. It's actually treated as in the sport. Like they are actually physical with each other. It's still scripted and it's still planned out, but it's more like if somebody actually kicks someone, they actually kick them. People have lost teeth in New Japan Wrestling. Like Ninsuke Nakamura is known for his hard, stiff kicks that he throws in New Japan. And he is very one of the few last good champions they had before he came over to America to the brand you all know as WWE. But yeah, like
did you say Ninsuke? Because I think you meant to say Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke, thank you. There we go.
Yeah, I used to be a big WWE watcher, so I mean I'm pretty familiar with who he is.
Thank you. I knew I was saying his. See, this is why I hate saying people names who I can't pronounce. It makes me seem like I'm ignorant and not, you know. But so is it just COVID alone that makes you not want to participate in it?
So I'm also at like a high risk person because I have asthma. So I really wanted to make sure that I was safer and just waited it out.
Okay. That makes sense. So Marinica Chan, back to you. Now you said going to conventions. Now, are you aware that this year St. Louis Anime is trying to do something this year with convention wise? So, or would you be participating in it, or would you be staying away from COVID like everybody else?
I wasn't aware of it. Is it like virtual, or is it like?
You know what? When
at
I saw
the actual center.
When I saw it, they, I'm gonna tell you right now, I really didn't pay attention too much. All I saw was anime. All I saw was WizardCon and AnimeCon in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. May something.
St. Louis, I know a little bit more about if you wanted.
Well, it's I know it's say May 23rd, something like that. So, and after that, I kind of didn't pay attention because I've never been to a convention. I'm not really a convention guy or anime watching guy. I used to, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I know, no, like I used to watch anime, but as I got older and older, I just kind of, you know, got away from it more and focus on other things. I mean, I still love JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, you know.
Yeah.
I somewhat like Pokemon, but it's only like 2-3 of them, and now the rest I'm just like, oh, so that's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
but no, I've always wanted to go to a convention, and I might take this opportunity, but you know, like you all have said, you know, COVID has stopped a lot of things. So, do you think if you got the vaccine, would that make you more, would that boost your confidence into wanting to go out more?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the point of the vaccine, I would think. To just at least make you more comfortable in public. I feel like there's at least some protection to you besides a mask.
It'll help you build your immune system so that way you can fight the virus more.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do it the old-fashioned way like I did it. I got it. And now I'm strong.
Stop.
Yeah. all jokes aside. No, I've been seeing a lot of talk of the vaccine, especially with the Johnson & Johnson brand. So, do you think it's just going to be baby oil and like some baby oil you rub on you, and then it just seeps into your skin, and then now you're magically, you got like this magical force field around you that Corona can't penetrate you or any of that? Like, this is my thing. When I heard Johnson & Johnson, the company who's known for making baby stuff, you know, skincare, come up with a vaccine, that kind of put me on the fence of
a little skeptical.
Yeah, you know, I was like, did y'all just put some baby oil in a needle and just gonna put it in our skin? Like, nope, y'all, is that what we doing now? Because I could do that at home. Because because I've read so many silly stuff about different cures of COVID. Like, if you drink mouthwash, it'll get rid of COVID for you. If you
bleach,
if you sniff bleach for 3 hours, it'll get rid of the symptoms. And it's just like, what? You won't believe it. Listen, so like, you know, like when everybody was like in quarantine. So apparently, I guess people were bored and they put out a lot of fake information on the internet. Like my favorite one. I really can't say it here, but I'm just going to say this, that it involves you going outside, getting a leech and putting it on your skin if you have COVID. That's my favorite one. I'm not going to go into too much details, but if my guests want to know later on, I could tell you after the podcast. But, I guess let's move on to the next question and the final question. So, who, you guys, now all three of you play Animal Crossing. We know this. Before any of that, do you guys want to shout out your islands and send out your friend codes and people can come visit your island and harass you and be weird? If not, you ain't got to do that. Cause I'm just joking. Don't do that. I don't want people harassing y'all on your island, hitting y'all with the axe, you know, just walk around hitting you with the axe or terrorizing your village people.
But harassing your friends on Animal Crossing is fun. No, I wouldn't know because I haven't played it. I have not touched Animal Crossing in a long while.
I definitely went to her island and caused some chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, it sounds fun. When I was younger, Animal Crossing didn't did it have internet connection? I know City Folks did. I didn't like City Folks. City Folks was just one of those games that belonged in the bargain bin for $20.
I'm offended.
Don't be offended. See, I told you I was going to say something that was going to offend you. I told you. But it's the truth, though. It's the truth, because, like, it wasn't worth $60 back then. It just wasn't. I think the 3DS version was better. I'll say that. Is that better? Is that better? The 3DS
version? I actually didn't play that one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was nice having you all here. I'm joking. I didn't play the 3DS version. I watched people in my high school play it, and it was interesting because they just walked around picking up trees and putting them everywhere, and it's like, yeah, man, like, later on my friend's gonna come on, we're gonna go catch some butterflies and stuff. And I'm just like, you mean to tell me you paid $60 for a game where you walk around and collect butterflies? Okay, that's cute. That's real cute.
I mean, it hits different when you're locked inside for 2 weeks. Quotation marks, 2 weeks.
Well, okay, that's understandable. I'll give you that one. So, while we're talking about that, so who is your favorite villager and who's your least favorite villager?
So my favorite is Wolfgang. He's a blue wolf, and I specifically could not get him in game so much that I had to buy the Amiibo card for him. He's just my favorite.
I mean, for me, like, I really like Dottie. I mean, she's a really simple character, black and white, blue ears on the inside, and she's just really cute, a nice peppy type villager. But I don't have her at my village. I have Raymond though. He's one of the top tier ones. So.
Okay, Nick, do you have a favorite villager? Because I don't play Animal Crossing.
To be honest, I kind of when I do play Animal Crossing, I like to treat all my villagers horribly by calling them names. Even Tom Nook himself, I like to call him Satan.
No.
I don't know why. I don't know why I call him Satan. I call him Satan, and I call his little dudes his demonic minions. I cannot remember their names.
It's not that off.
It's like Timmy and Tommy or something like that.
Yeah, Timmy and Tommy. Yeah. Those were their names.
So who are you all's least favorite then? Let me ask that then. That's the next question.
The dislikable characters.
Yeah, like the ugly ones.
I know Jacksepticeye really hates Bam. I believe is that the sheep?
I know a lot of people hate I think his name's like Percy, the clown.
Percy.
Sheep. Oh, Pietro.
Patrol, that's what it is. Like, people literally, like, my friend had him at his villager, and, like, he's like, I haven't talked to him in 3 months, and he's still there.
I did that to one of my villagers, and I would say he's my least favorite, and it's Olaf, the orange anteater.
Ugh.
I could not get him to leave, and I just have a strong distaste for him now.
And, like, this, like, gray, yellowish, green frog, like, named Hook, and I'm like, one day you're just gonna like roll out of your mud hut and just want to leave because I haven't talked to you since you came here.
I guess my least favorite character of all is Isabella. I just dislike her. Just don't like her. You're one of those people. Okay, so now I know never to play with you in Smash because you're one of those people.
I use Zelda a lot, so.
So you're one of those people. I know not to play with you. Okay, so we've.
You're just worried about getting beat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I play with Corrin, and I play with Incineroar.
Oh, okay. Get out of here. If you play Corrin, get out of here.
No, it's so good.
No, I will admit though, Corrin is pretty out there, because if my cousin was here today, he would tell you how I did him and our other older cousin. We were playing Smash, and like Corrin has this back move where they're charging up their attack to like do a launch, and if you stay like this and people walk into it, it'll do damage to them and they can get trapped in it. Yeah.
I was just giving you crap because I know Fire Emblem gets a bad rep. I've played as Corrin myself, and Corrin is actually pretty unique.
But a lot of people consider me a masochist because I play as Incineroar, but
oh no,
I don't have an opinion on Incineroar. So.
Thank you, because
I just know his recovery is terrible.
It is. But I'm so smart with it now. I learned to do the belt, the like to launch myself back on the board, then do it. I'm smart.
Big brain.
And I'm also very cheap with him because I will suplex you out of nowhere. Like I will literally just grab suplex, throw you over here, and revenge.
Probably like Bowser too, don't you?
No, actually, no. I refuse to touch Bowser because my friends and ex-friends have done me so bad with Bowser. It leaves a and my cousin.
King K. A lot of my friends use King K, and I hate them.
Oh, you dude, you don't like when they throw the crown at you? Like when
it's annoying. My friend would sit there and just keep throwing stuff at me.
I love playing this game. Okay, I'm a Pac-Man.
I've gotten better at playing Smash Bros.
A Pac-Man main?
I'm a Pac-Man. I am a Pac-Man. Yeah.
Never heard that. No, I don't know anyone.
Pac-Man is amazing to play.
He's fun. Sometimes. He's, like when you know what you're doing, he is like unstoppable.
He's scary. This is something that an old friend of mine has said. He can go from being very average or like not that good to I just three stocked you while being in 200%.
Facts.
Wow.
But the worst character of all to play as, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna be honest with you. Yes, Hero and Bayonetta. I'm telling you, Bayonetta is toxic. Literally, if you like, because like in Smash 4, I think that's what it was when she had the move where she slides on you and kicks up.
Broken mm-hmm. in Smash 4.
She's still broken. You can still do that, but now
she's real easy to play as though. She's very easy to play as.
I mean, you can spend witch time with her. It's wild, but I love it because you know. But my mom, yeah. But my most favorite character I play as is Zero Suit Samus. Yeah, when I touch Zero Suit Samus, yeah. If my cousins said, they'll tell you I six stock both of them with Zero Suit Samus because all I kept doing was whip, jet kick, whip, up, go.
It doesn't
up.
Count when you spam the same thing over and over.
No, I don't spam.
It's just really cheap.
I don't spam.
Well, I don't like I
just spam this. I'm not spamming though.
I'm not spamming. I just do a certain move more times than one. And then
say whatever you need to feel better about it.
I am, because that's what I'm saying. But no, I try not to spam. The only characters I really will spam with is something I don't like normally. I play with like Peach. Like, yeah, just know like there's
that's side B. Okay.
Yeah, no. yeah. I am the nightmare with her. I will spam with her. Maybe Sheik if we're on equal terms, like I won't spam with Sheik. But if I touch Fox or yeah, if I touch Fox,
Fox is fine. But if you even dare to play as Falco, we're not friends anymore.
Listen, the only time I will play with Falco is if like we got a blood feud going on, and I just you're just gonna have to put the controller down, and just let me have that because I'm gonna do everything in my power to like just keep you off the board. Like, especially if I play with if I touch Captain Falcon.
Falcon's scary. He's scary now.
Like, just don't even touch the controller. Just like, you know, look, can we play something else? But if y'all really want to see me something, come talk to me in Pokemon tournament. I'm something else in that. Especially when I get a Garchomp, it's a wrap, you know. But but that's another time. That's another story, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost out of time, so you know. I want to thank my guests for coming on here today. I enjoyed this. This was fun. You know, we need to do this more often. You know, we need to, you know, get together again, meet up at the school, the college.
Play Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
No.
We can leave after that.
No, if we're meeting up again, it's going to be Smash.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Well, apparently we're supposed to be going back to the college in fall, but that's just a rumor I heard.
I'm not gonna be at Lucy Clark then. I would have already been graduated.
There have been the light mention of like after spring break, their clubs.
But who knows?
They're voting on it, so
we don't know what the future holds. But we know that that there's good things on the horizon, hopefully, and that our job will quit texting us while we're recording. Sorry about that. So I want, like I said, I want to thank our guest again for coming today. I want to thank Bree Chan and Marinica Chan for coming today, blessing us with their lovely energy and their lovely positivity. And thank, I just want to thank the audience as well for being here. My co-host, you know, for everyone coming, because we all could have just slept in today and just said, you know, we got assignments due. We didn't have to do this. I'm more talking to myself, but you know.
You can lump me in with that.
Yeah. But now I'm switching gears and I'm talking back to the audience. So thank you, most importantly, for coming by, listening to us, and you know, having listened to us for about 48 minutes. So I guess, you know, thank you for coming by again. And you know, I want you to know, most importantly, that you're very special, and that even though life is tough and outside seems dreadful and it seems like every day you wake up and you hear more negativity, remember that you can always be the positivity and the sunshine in the darkness. Remember that, that every dark moment, there always has to be light at the end of it. I've been your host, Anthony Brown, with my co-host, Nick. This has been the Get Around To It. We hope to hear from you. We hope, hope that you join us again. And yeah, that's about it. Ciao, baby. Ciao.